the only thing you're allowed to seal is the HRV vents, the heat recovery vents, because that's obviously big holes into the house that would make the house very leaky.
The Marsig place at the end of Gauthier Way sits overlooking an expanse of open tundra. It's a simple home, quaint and cozy, with very modern amenities. Think Jeremiah Johnson meets the Jetsons, or something like that. Tom and Kristen started building the home in 2010 with super energy efficiency in mind. And to achieve that, they need an extremely tight air seal.
It was developed specifically for this purpose, for super insulated and super tight buildings. And today we are testing how tight actually this house is.
Another major component of their energy-efficient design is insulation. The walls are 28 inches thick, stuffed full of high-tech insulation that covers every inch of the place that's not a door or window, of which there are few. The house doesn't use much energy, but what it does use comes from electricity.
It has no oil tank, no propane tank, no wood pile. This is a 100% electric house.
If there was a source of renewable energy available here, Marsig says his house would be net zero energy. As it is, he considers it net zero energy ready. The purpose, of course, is to live economically in cold places where heating oil goes for about $6 a gallon. And so far, so good. In 2012, the Marsigs used about 3,700 kilowatt hours of electricity total. Even better, he calculates an annual heating bill to be the equivalent of about 35 gallons of heating oil in an area where many homes burn through two or three times that a month, especially in the winter. Marsig teaches in the Sustainable Energy Program at UAF's Bristol Bay campus, and his home has become a teaching tool and a model. He believes the house is practical, affordable, and replicable anywhere. Which brings us back to Wednesday's test. A world record could be a great way to advertise his techniques. Running the test is local heating and cooling expert Gordon Isaacs, who's a certified blower door operator.
What we're doing is depressurizing the building, blowing air out of the building through that teeny little hole. And all the air that's going out through that little hole is coming in through air leaks throughout the house. Any staple holes or anything may have a teeny little air leak, and tiny air leaks all add up to something. In this case, not very much.
Air tightness is measured in air changes per hour, and before the test, Marsig predicts a rating of 0.06, which he doesn't believe has been achieved elsewhere. As Isaacs runs the test, it becomes clear the house may beat those expectations.
It's calculating 0.05 air changes per hour. That's very, very small. Very little leakage in this house. It's by far the tightest house that I've ever tested, and I've tested quite a few.
Predictably, Marsig is pleased by Wednesday's results.
Based on the results that I have seen that are available to public, this is the tightest house that I am aware of in the world, yes.
Dillingham's Mayor Alice Ruby was on hand to witness the test. The results will be sent to the World Record Academy, which is not quite as illustrious as Guinness. The latter prefers the more weird and wonderful and didn't bite at a new airtight homes category. Marsig says that's okay. The recognition doesn't matter as much as advancing the progress in this important field. He's expecting to know within a month whether or not his home holds the world record. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.